Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Episode 1.
Välkomna allihopa till Coffee Break Swedish.
Welcome indeed to Coffee Break Swedish. My name is Mark and I am going to be the learner on this show.
Och jag heter Hanna och jag är en svenska lärare.
So I'm guessing you have just said that your name's Hanna, that I know obviously, and that you are a Swedish teacher.
Yes, that's right, Mark.
Okay, so in this season of Coffee Break Swedish, we're going to be helping you, our listeners, learn Swedish, and you'll be learning along with me. Now, I don't speak much Swedish at all, and I'm going to have lots of questions and no doubt get things wrong, but that's where Hanna comes in, and you're going to be helping me and our listeners learn Swedish, yes?
Yes, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, now, Hanna, tell us a little about yourself so that our listeners know who you are and where you come from.
So, my name is Hanna. And I work as a Swedish teacher in Scotland.
Mm-hmm. And whereabouts in Sweden are you from?
So I'm from a tiny island in Stockholm Archipelago called Vaxholm.
Vaxholm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've never been there. I've been to Stockholm, but I've never been to Vaxholm. I must visit sometime.
Yeah, you should. It's beautiful. I really recommend it.
Well, the reason I am learning Swedish is because I've always wanted to. I've been fascinated by Sweden for a long, long time. It possibly has something to do with being brought up on the music of ABBA. I hope that's okay.
Absolutely. I love ABBA too.
I'm glad we've got that out of the way from the very beginning. But also just loving the Swedish way of life. I've been to Sweden a few times and I've always wanted to learn a bit more Swedish. I have done a little Norwegian and a little Danish in my time. But I'm really looking forward to learning some Swedish. And I think we should get on with that right now.
Bra! Sounds like a good idea. Låt oss börja.
Say that again?
Låt oss börja.
I'm guessing that means something about beginning. Let's begin.
Yeah, let's get started.
Let's get started. So let's hear it one more time.
Låt oss börja.
Låt oss börja.
Bra!
Låt oss börja. Okay, Hanna, what are we going to begin with in our Swedish lessons?
Well, I thought we would start with the most important thing, just to say hello in Swedish.
Okay, so how do you say hello in Swedish?
Hey.
Okay, let's explain how this is going to work for our listeners. So you're going to hear Hanna say the word, and then we'll leave some space for you to repeat that word. And then I'll try saying it, and Hanna, if I get things wrong, please correct me. Okay, promise?
I promise. Jag lovar.
Okay, so let's try the word for hello again.
Hey.
Hey. Is that okay?
Bra.
Okay, right, so it's not too difficult. Let's try it one more time.
Hey.
Hey. In Swedish, do you always sound cheery when you say hello like that?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey. Hey.
Okay, right, so if we can say hello, what about goodbye?
Hej då.
Right, that sounds like the first word, but you're just adding something else in, yeah?
Yes, I just add a då.
Okay, so let's hear goodbye again.
Hej då.
Hej då.
Bra.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, okay. So we've got hej and hej då. And is that a typical intonation there? Is that sort of little musical hej då, that correct?
Yes, I think you said it perfectly. Hej då.
Hey though. Okay. Right. So we've got hello. We've got goodbye. I would like to learn how to ask someone, how are you feeling? How would you say that in Swedish?
Well, Mark, to say how are you in Swedish, you can say hur mår du?
Okay. Let's slow that down because that was quite quick. Okay. So are there three separate words in there?
Yes. You say hur.
Hur.
Mår.
Mår.
Du.
Du.
And when you say the first word, you say more hur.
Hur.
Bra.
Okay, hur. So it sounds quite musical. Obviously, this is, you know, I'm getting back to ABBA now, I think, you know. but it does sound like a musical language, is that right?
I think so.
Lots of up and downs.
Yeah.
Right. So let's hear how are you again.
Hur mår du?
I'm not sure about this because first time you said hur mår du, and then you seemed to drop those R's in there. It sounded like hur mår du.
Well, that's because I'm Swedish and I speak it quickly. Okay. You don't.
Okay, so let's hear it slowly.
Hur mår du?
Hur mår du?
Hur mår du?
Hur mår du?
Perfect.
Okay, right. So I can say, how are you? Hur mår du?
Hur mår du?
Okay. How do we answer this question? How do I say I'm well?
Just like in English, you can say one word answer, well. So you can say bra.
Bra. Okay. And again, it's that kind of musical sound there. Bra. Okay. So how would I say I am well, for example?
Jag mår bra.
Ah, right. Let's hear that again.
Jag mår bra.
So can you slow that down?
Jag mår bra.
Jag mår bra. Again, when you ran that all together, it sounded a little, well, it didn't sound like you were saying all those same sounds.
Well, I do.
Okay, let's hear it run all together.
Jag mår bra.
Jag mår bra.
Bra, jättebra.
Okay. So, let's have a conversation. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Hello, how are you? I'm well. Goodbye. It's quite a short conversation, okay. But it's our first Swedish conversation. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So you start.
Hey.
Hey. Hur mår du?
Jag mår bra. Hur mår du?
Jag mår bra. Hej då.
Hej då.
Okay, that was our first Swedish conversation. Excellent. How would we say excellent in Swedish?
You can say jättebra.
Let's hear that again.
Jättebra.
Jättebra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Right. Jättebra. Let's do the Swedish conversation again, and this time we're going to leave some space for our listeners to answer your questions and so on, and then I'll come in with my answer. Okay.
Okay.
So same conversation. Let's hear it one more time.
Hey.
Hey.
Hur mår du?
Jag mår bra. Hur mår du?
Bra.
Hej då.
Hej då.
Excellent. Or what was that again in Swedish?
Jättebra.
Jättebra. Could we use jättebra as an answer to the question, how are you?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if I asked you, how are you, and you're feeling fantastic, you could say...
Jättebra.
Jättebra. Okay, we're going to stop there for a moment and give us all some time to think about these phrases and words that we've learned so far, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Jättebra.
We hope that you're enjoying the premium version of Coffee Break Swedish and that you're finding all the additional materials useful.
We want to take this opportunity to remind you that you can practice your Swedish with us on social media. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram.
We post regular content to help you practice what you're learning on the course, along with cultural information.
Search for Coffee Break Swedish on Facebook and we are Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Vi ses!
Okay, so far in Coffee Break Swedish, we have been learning some greetings. Hello and goodbye, which was...
Hey.
And...
Okay, hej då.
Okay, we also learned to ask, how are you?
Hur mår du?
And the two answers we've learned so far were well.
Bra.
And very well, like excellent.
Jättebra.
Now, in all of this, we've not been very polite yet because we've not learned how to say thank you. How do you say thank you in Swedish, Hanna?
Oh, it's easy. Tack.
Tack. Okay, so could I say, jag mår bra, tack.
Absolut, perfect.
Okay, let's try this again then. Hur mår du?
Jag mår jättebra, tack. Och du?
Oh, now, what did you say at the end there?
Och du?
Is that like saying, and you?
Yes.
So the word for and is?
Well, the word for and is och. But when I speak quickly, I say oh.
Oh, okay, so och du, and the du part is you.
Yes.
So if I say and you, I'm saying och du?
Yeah.
Would it be wrong to say och du?
No, it just sounds very polite.
Okay. Well, I like being polite, so I'll say och du. Okay. Let's put these new words into our conversation. So I'll begin. Hey.
Hey.
Hur mår du?
Jag mår bra. Och du?
Jag mår jättebra. Tack. Is that okay?
Absolute.
Okay, okay. I think we need to learn some other answers. So what else might we want to say here in terms of the response to hur mår du?
Sometimes we don't feel that well. Mm-hmm. So you can say jag mår inte bra.
Okay, so I'm hearing jag mår and then one word in there and then bra at the end. Mm-hmm. So what's the missing word?
Inte.
So is that just like not? So if I am well is jag mår bra, I am not well would be?
Jag mår inte bra.
Jag mår inte bra.
Perfekt, jag mår inte bra.
Would I be right in thinking that this whole intonation thing, this sort of sing-song style of speaking Swedish, is that completely natural? Is that the way any Swedish speaker would speak in Swedish?
Yes, it is. And it may sound too non-Swedish speakers, that it sounds very sing-songy, like you say, mm-hmm. and very positive. But you have to kind of get with that okay. to actually sound Swedish.
Yeah, because I guess, I mean, obviously with other languages, I've learned other languages, and when you speak in your own accent and you don't attempt to put on the accent of the other language, you end up sounding worse than you think you do.
Absolutely, and I think we all know how French or Spanish or those kind of big languages sounds, so we can always pretend in our heads mm-hmm. how we should sound. Mm-hmm. It's really more difficult if it's a minority language, a small language.
Yep.
But you just have to get with it.
But the Swedish chef in the Muppets is not the best role model here, is that correct?
No, I don't think so at all, actually.
But there's maybe something with the kind of sing-songy thing going on there, no?
Yes, I guess it must come from somewhere, the Swedish Muppet, and I guess we don't have that many other heroes in the Swedish language. So, okay, I give you that.
Okay, well, not wanting our listeners to emulate the Swedish chef, but certainly the best thing that they can do is emulate Hanna as our Swedish teacher. Okay. So let's go back to our responses to how are you. And you were teaching us, I am not well, in a sense. So let me see if I can remember. Jag mår inte bra.
Bra. Jag mår inte bra.
Jag mår inte bra.
Bra.
Okay. Any other ones that we could learn?
Jag mår inte så bra.
Is that kind of like saying, I'm not so well? Okay, so jag mår inte så bra.
Jag mår inte så bra.
Let's hear it again.
Jag mår inte så bra.
I'll try saying that quickly like you. Jag mår inte så bra.
Jättebra.
Oh, okay. Jag mår inte så bra. And with that, jag mår inte så bra. Da 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 da.
Precis.
Okay, precis. Precisely.
Ja.
Okay, good. So we've got jag mår bra. Jag mår inte bra. Jag mår jättebra. And then the nice one there, jag mår inte så bra.
Ja, perfekt.
Okay, what about if you're feeling really rubbish, if you're not feeling well at all?
Okay, så då säger du, then you say, jag mår dåligt.
Let's hear that again.
Jag mår dåligt.
So just the last part.
Dåligt.
Dåligt. So jag mår dåligt.
Jag mår dåligt.
Jag mår dåligt.
Bra.
Okay. So what does that literally mean?
I feel bad.
I feel bad. Okay. The mår part, is that the feel? I feel bad.
Ja. Mm-hmm.
So jag mår dåligt. And what if you were like really, really, really bad?
Well, you should know by now. You just say jag mår jättedåligt.
Ah, so we can use jätte in different ways. We could can you add that to anything?
Yes, it means, literally means giant, so it means very.
Okay, so I'm giantly bad, or something like that.
Yes, exactly. So in Sweden, we put jätte on everything.
Okay.
So in schools, you're always told off when you say jätteliten.
Oh, because although it means really, really small, it means giantly small.
Yes, and according to teachers, for some reasons, you can't say that.
It's a bit of a paradox there, a contradiction in terms, yeah?
Yes, okay.
Okay, what I think we should do now is go through all of our words and phrases that we've learned so far in this lesson, and I'll say them in English, then you can say them in Swedish. We'll give our listeners some time to repeat them, and then I'll try them again, okay?
Yeah.
Let's begin then with hello.
Hey.
Hey. Goodbye.
Hej då.
Hej då. What about how are you?
Hur mår du?
Well.
Bra.
Bra. What about very well?
Jättebra.
Jättebra. Let's put in the I'm feeling part. So I'm feeling well.
Jag mår bra.
Jag mår bra. I'm feeling very well.
Jag mår jättebra.
Jag mår jättebra. I'm not well, so the simple negative version.
Jag mår inte bra.
Jag mår inte bra. And then the one I liked, I'm not so good.
Jag mår inte så bra.
Jag mår inte så bra. And then I'm feeling bad.
Jag mår dåligt.
Jag mår dåligt. Can I try the last one, the very bad, I'm feeling really awful. Was that jag mår jättedåligt?
Ja, jag mår jättedåligt.
Excellent. Now, learning a language is not just about the words and phrases of the language. It's also about the culture. And for Coffee Break Swedish, we're going to be joined by Emma, our cultural correspondent, who's going to help us learn about more aspects of Swedish culture. Over to you, Emma.
Hey, Mark and Hanna. Jag heter Emma, and throughout the course, I'll be joining you to bring you some cultural information about all things Swedish, starting today with a word that's very important for all Coffee Break learners. In Sweden, we have a special word for coffee break, which you might have heard before, and it's called fika. Fika usually entails a coffee or kaffe and baked goods, which can be anything from a cinnamon bun or kanelbulle to cookies or kakor. However, fika is much more than just a coffee break. It is very common to go for a fika with your friends, colleagues or family, and it's a perfect way to spend some quality time while enjoying a nice cup of coffee and a treat. Fredagsfika, or Friday coffee break, at work is also a very well-practiced and established tradition in many workplaces. In some workplaces, there's even a roda which shows whose turn it is to bring baked goods for everyone in the office to enjoy. And then everyone pauses what they're doing to meet up in the break room for some fredagsfika. Although the fredagsfika is a bit more special, normal fika is often also a part of the regular daily schedule. When you take a 20-minute long break from work to enjoy some fika with your colleagues, it's called a fikarast, which literally means coffee break. Of course, if you're on your own, then you can enjoy a productive fika and learn some Swedish with coffee break or fikarast Swedish. Okay, I'll hand you back to Hanna and Mark.
Tack, Emma. Well, obviously, the whole coffee break idea is very important to us because there's nothing better than sitting back with a nice cup of coffee and a kanelbulle.
Bra!
And enjoy a lesson of Swedish with us. But that is where we're going to leave this first episode of Coffee Break Swedish. Okay, that is it for this first lesson of Coffee Break Swedish. Now, you have been listening to this episode, but there's also a video version of the episode available where you'll see the words on the screen, along with lesson notes and bonus audio in which we're going to be going through some extra words and phrases and practicing more of what we learned today. And you can find all of that at coffeebreakswedish.com.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. Just search for Coffee Break Swedish on Facebook and we are Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Jättebra. Thank you all for joining us on this first episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. And for now, we're going to say goodbye and thank you, which we can all now do in Swedish. If I remember, tack och hej då.
Tack och hej då.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.